Hello and welcome to Beer Theories, where we discuss theories over beer. My name's Craig, and beside me is my trusty sidekick,
Dave.
Yep, and we're just going to start from here. Of course, I've got my Heineken, and...
Let's not discuss what I'm drinking.
Okay.
But anyway, just a little disclaimer here. If you are liberal or Democrat or however you like to label yourself, or maybe you don't want to label yourself because that's politically incorrect, but if you are upset with the results of the election, then you'll probably be upset also at some of our opinions.
They're not already upset. I know the Canadian website's been bogged down with people trying to move out. It must be all the actors trying to get out of the country.
Well, as Louis Grizzard used to say, I think Delta...
Broken hearts are for assholes?
No.
Oh, that was Zappa.
Delta's got flights leaving on the hour every hour, so...
Oh.
Good riddance. Anyway, let's get into it. I think we wanted to talk about Michael Moore a little bit starting out.
Well, want is a kind of a odd word. Yeah, okay, sure. I'll go with that.
You said, we were talking earlier, Craig was saying that Michael Moore is coming out with a sequel to 9/11, Fahrenheit 9/11, and thank God for that.
The Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah. It's going to be Fahrenheit.
Return of the Jedi.
No, Revenge of the Sith. It's going to be, the sequel is going to be called Fahrenheit 9/11 and a half.
That was also, yeah.
Did you hear the other shoe fall?
I was thinking, sounded like kind of like the Naked Gun and a half.
Yeah. And a half. It's like, I don't even know what to say that. A half. What does that mean? It's half as good as the first one?
Well,
which is saying nothing.
Well, you know, Michael Moore's point was, actually, I think I saw the quote was, he thought that 51% of the company wasn't informed or something like that.
Country.
Oh, yeah. What is
that? Company. And now we're getting back to...
Company, country, what's the difference?
Now we're getting back to Roger and me. But I mean, Michael Moore has spent his life making millions and millions and millions of dollars off the corporate establishment. And it turns out he's a big corporate entity now. He made, as of... August 26, which is now several months ago, he made $119 million off of Fahrenheit 9/11. This guy is rolling in cash, not to mention all the money he's made off of all the other slam flicks he's made. If anybody thinks that this guy is nothing but a corporate slug, then you are sadly mistaken.
Well, that kind of return, I'd be making a sequel too.
Yeah, no lie. Oh, because he knows where his base is, and those, and people are going to go out and throw their money down for it. So, and he had $6 million in the production of.
That's pretty amazing.
It likens to Clerks. I mean, how much money did they have making Clerks? I think it was $30,000.
Oh, I was thinking more like $20.
Hey man, hold this video camera.
Yeah, right.
But no, I mean, it was $30,000 that they used to make Clerks, and it ended up making multi-million dollars.
Yeah, I saw actually a special release box set of Clerks.
Oh, yeah.
How much deleted material did they have left over from that?
Oh, man. And then there's the sequels they had to Clerks. They had,
the cartoon.
The cartoon.
Yeah, the highly successful cartoon.
One of them was Chasing Amy. Did you ever see that
all
one?
The Jersey films?
Yeah.
The Chasing Amy. I didn't see that one.
Silent Bob Strikes Back and all that crud. Mallrats. That was another one.
Yeah. Well, you know, some of those are classic in their own sense.
Yeah. Well, I saw Clerks. I have to admit.
And Kevin Smith. I like Kevin Smith.
Oh, yeah. No, not at all. And I did enjoy Clerks quite a bit. I didn't get into it enough to go out and see Mallrats. I did happen to catch Chase and Amy because it was dubbed the true sequel to Clerks. And, well, I was disappointed to say the least. I'm no Roger or Roper or Ebert. Well, Ebert's not with us any longer. But anyway, I didn't care for Chasing Amy.
Yeah.
Okay, so Michael Moore, are we done? Who's not done with Michael Moore? I'm
done. Stick a fork in him.
Oh man, the guy is a huge gas bag and just.
Well, you know, I wonder if there was a little. I mean, nobody can really say there was, but I wonder if there was a little blowback on, you know, him spewing. Okay, blowback. Yes, I said it.
Okay.
No, you know what I'm talking about. Repercussions. From him.
We had enough double entendres now.
From him.
Yes, Michael Moore blows.
I wonder if a lot of people got fed up with, you know, having the president bashed for so long and actually still vote.
I'm sure
that was part of it.
Oh, absolutely. There's only so much that the country can take. People just bashing the president, and then not only that, you have CBS doing it, you have the New York Times, you have the LA Times, all these people. Not only that, you have all the books that were released right before the 9/11 Commission report was released. You have just multiple pieces of garbage coming out all spring, all summer, and then Kerry comes out and he's supposed to be this invigorated veteran who actually what he did after the Vietnam War is come back and stick a huge knife in the heart of this country by sitting in front of Congress and lambasting his fellow soldiers. The nine guys, the wonderful nine that sat by his side and said he was so wonderful, and then there's like 200 and some odd who maybe didn't have direct knowledge of him, but they worked closely enough with him to know what kind of a person he was. And, it's borderline treasonous what Kerry did.
Yeah, because of his testimony, a lot of soldiers couldn't come home in their own uniforms because for fear of being
spit
on and
baby killers and
yeah,
it's
garbage.
It's a travesty. It's a travesty what the man has did to the country for 20 years in the Senate, and now he's going to be some kind of war hero. I don't think so. Sorry, and that's what the American people said on November 2nd. They said no, mm-hmm. we're not taking that anymore. So, and as you mentioned, well, you didn't mention early, but we'll mention now, libs leaving the country, the websites, for the
Canada's immigration or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Canada and Mexico was getting hits too, or.
Yeah, probably.
But, hey, pack your bags, folks.
C'est la vie.
And we'll see you in 4 years, I guess.
C'est la vie. You can go to France too.
Well, let's see. One more on another note. If you're upset about the election results, I might refer you to a Frank Zappa song, and it is entitled "Broken Hearts Are for Assholes." Might check it out.
I think I made that comment earlier. Hey, he's using my material here.
Oh, well, it was a good one. Okay. Anyway.
Moving right along.
Are we done with politics?
Yeah.
Are we done with...
Why not?
Actually, who's not done with politics at this point? I'm so glad I don't have to watch any more political ads. And it got hot and heavy in the area we're
regardless
in.
Of what party you're affiliated with or which way you vote or whatever, I was just getting sick of seeing political ads, period.
Yeah.
I mean, they're disgusting.
And none of them are true. It doesn't matter what side of the coin you come down on. None of them are true.
I think the WWF would be proud.
No lie.
Or E. Is it WWE now?
I think that's where we're going.
Yeah.
Maybe where we're going at the polling centers anyway.
Actually, imagine that. The political election being put on a pay-per-view. And, you know, put the two in the ring.
Yeah.
And then actually, let the vice president candidates go first, and then the main event will be the
I definitely think Bush would kick Kerry's ass.
You think so?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I think
he's
so.
He's a scrapper.
Yeah, he's a scrapper.
Oh, man, if he's wearing his cowboy boots, man, he's going to lodge that thing right up in there. That little candy-ass liberal, man.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. Ugh.
All right, well, let's take a break here, and we're going to play a little music, and then we'll come back, and let's talk movies. All right, we're going to play a song from it's from GarageBand.com. It's a group called Harrison, and the song's Choke. So give it a listen, and if you like them, go support them. See ya. Never had fault. back. Yeah, we're wanting to touch on movies a little bit. last weekend, I took my son to go see The Incredibles, and it lives up to the name. Yeah, it was awesome.
Cool.
It was so cool because it was like it's animated. It's I wouldn't say it was actually a kid, you know, movie made for kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's really more for the geek that. Yeah, action. It's a superhero movie, really.
Comic book geek.
Yeah, it's very. Yeah, because you don't really see any superheroes that you know, mm-hmm. but they touch on all the little, things that you would think about when you've been paying attention to superheroes. It's awesome. It really
is. And the trailers that I've seen, they kind of bring it full circle with the ordinary, everyday, common things one of the guys, where's my super suit? Why do you need it? Woman, where's my super suit?
Yeah. Where's my super suit, woman?
And then the old, out-of-date, fat superhero trying to squeeze back into his costume.
Yeah, you have to see it. Oh, man. And what else is cool is, you know, when you watch, like Finding Nemo, yeah. and you look at the detail, you're like, it's amazing. But when you go watch this one, it's like they turn it up a notch.
It's incredible.
It's incredible. But when they put the suit on, you can see the sheen, you know, like spandex.
Man, you got to hand it those guys at Pixar. I mean, didn't they do Monsters, Inc. too?
Yeah.
You got to hand it. They did Bugs Life and Monsters, Inc.
Toy Story. Especially the second.
The original.
The first one. If you watch the first one and then watch the second one, it's a big leap. It's incredible how that looks.
Well, see, that's the beauty thing about Pixar productions is that they do cater to kids, but they also have the quote-unquote adult humor. I mean, not adult humor, but we'll call it sophisticated humor, something that kids will eventually get, but grown-ups understand
Shrek
now.
Was like that.
Yeah, exactly. And, of course, that was DreamWorks. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, those guys, you gotta give them a plug sure.
But definitely, I definitely recommend. Big thumbs up on The Incredibles.
Yeah. What else is coming out?
The Polar Express.
Polar Express. Yeah. Children's book made into a movie.
I've never read the children's book.
Actually, I got a copy of it. Hadn't made it all the way through yet, but maybe this Christmas I will.
Well, you're in the Super Reader program.
That's right. That's right.
Advanced Reader.
One of these days.
Yeah. You can move on from reading cereal boxes on the way up to a full book.
That's right. That's right. Well, I do get depressed around the nutritional facts area of the...
Because he doesn't understand all the words.
Well, Frosted Flakes just ain't got it.
He gets stuck at sugar.
Yeah. And carbs.
Sugar.
Carbs.
Carbs. Carb counter.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So the trailer for Star Wars Return of the Sith came out this last week.
Before we get to that, actually...
What, is there anything more important than Star Wars?
Well, before we get to the actual trailer, I saw the fan trailer first, and I was thinking, man, this is awesome, thinking that it was the actual new trailer.
Yeah, it was a fan trailer for Episode 2.
Yeah, which was completely wrong. The fan thought it was going to be 2 where Anakin becomes Vader, and of course it wasn't, but... it was great. If you guys can track it down on the net, it's a great great trailer. It's got old clips from the first three, the first trilogy, and it's got the old music. And
speaking of fan film trailers,
but I'm still afraid that Anakin's not going to be getting into the new Star Wars flick. I'm still afraid.
Yeah, rumor has it Lucas changed. Anakin's not Vader. Actually, it's Obi-Wan.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Sure, sure.
Now, I was going to say, the fan films.
Twist would be is that Anakin could actually act. Now, that would be a twist.
Yeah, put that in the script.
He could, but Anakin couldn't get through it.
Yeah. No, talking about fan films, and you can find a link to this at theforce.net in their fan film section. I want to say it's fanfilms.3, to force.net. And, at any rate, Grayson, I showed you that. A couple weeks ago. That thing's awesome.
A takeoff on, Batman, mm-hmm. of course.
Yeah, and it's awesome because it's like, you get you hyped up for this movie that will probably never be made.
Right.
You know, somebody spent their own cash, made this trailer, and it's really a high quality, eight minute film. It's actually a trailer for a movie to set you up. The Batman's been killed, and there's apparently like a conspiracy theory, and Robin comes back and trains and gets, and he's going to find out who killed Batman and why, and the Superman's involved.
Fighting crime all the while.
And they show little glimpses of the Green Lantern, Superman, Wonder Woman makes an appearance, and it's awesome.
No Invisible Jet, of course.
How would you know?
Well, that's true. But
I saw it. No. But Grayson is awesome. And another one.
Well, see, Hollywood would have to kill Batman for this to actually be made, unless they tried to dub it as some kind of prequel before Robin and Batman get together. Now, I could see that happening, and they could still make Grayson, and that could happen. That would be a good idea.
I love it. And I think, once you watch it, you'll want to see it too.
Yeah,
it was
a well done trailer.
And if you look at
mock trailer.
Yeah, and I can't remember the website, but if you watch the trailer, there's a link to the Untamed Cinema or cinema.com or something.
Do your homework, man.
Yeah, maybe I should look it up. Anyway, well, I guess I could. at any rate,
oh look, a computer.
He did one called World's Finest, and of course, World's Finest, the comic book that has Batman and Superman kind of teaming up, but they're kind of at odds because they're you know, Superman's goody good, and Batman's like, you know, good bad type. And it's actually the trailer for that looks pretty good too. There's some other good stuff on there too. The non Star Wars fan films at theforce.net. Definitely recommend, go check out.
Well, there's a link there.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, and true. Oh, another good website, and I'm sure everybody's seen it by now. Everybody emails the video clips around. I'm constantly getting clips from ebombsworld.com. Yeah. If you hadn't seen it yet, get out from under your computer and actually turn it on and go to ebombsworld.com because they are great. It is. And hey, there's even, not to get back into the political stuff too much, but there's actually video of George Bush at a cocktail party, and he's blitzed. It's hilarious.
It is funny.
He's endearing, and just being Joe politician. I mean, you know, politicians are politicians, but it was endearing, and he was trashed, and who hadn't been? Well, so
speaking of which, have you seen that a little video of him flipping the bird?
Yeah, yeah. Before the press conference, he was screwing around. Yeah. That was hilarious.
Yeah, that was kind of funny. That's like, speaking of, like earlier we were talking about Fahrenheit 9/11.
My, those cameras have been tested now. They are on.
Yeah. Well, like in Fahrenheit 9/11, you know, when all the people, they show like Ashcroft getting ready to talk on camera and all them. They're, they're kind of sitting there staring at the camera waiting. Or like John Edwards primping his hair for 20 minutes before it.
Yeah.
Okay, enough of that. At any rate.
Back to movies.
Yeah, movies.
Now we need to get to Star Wars.
Yeah, Return of the Sith.
The new trailers are a teaser now. It's a teaser out for Return of the Sith. It looks good. Of course, it is a teaser. You don't see much.
I'm hyped. Actually, I liked Attack of the Clones.
Yep.
And the Phantom Menace is all right.
Well, after Phantom Menace, there was really nowhere to go but up.
Yeah.
But not to sound too much like the geeks we are, but Attack of the Clones was good. I really think Lucas, with the amount of money he has, he should step aside and let someone else direct and possibly help out on the screenplay a little bit.
Well, I think he's had some help with the screenplay on this one, so.
Good.
Yeah, but, you know, that scene where in the trailer, or in the teaser, when...
Don't give it away. Let him go look.
Oh man, what are you talking about?
Okay, we'll tease him.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion
Have you seen
we're going to
Have you seen Young Frankenstein?
Well, maybe Lucas does need some help with the script.
But anyway, hey, George, you're a great man if you're listening. But just actually, the it's not so. The direction's fine. It's the dialogue that I think he's been. He's just lost something from the original three.
I'll tell you what I think it is. I think it is that they did so much green screen or the blue screen stuff, green screen or whatever. I think that they miss a little bit of the interaction between the
people
talking.
I mean, Samuel L. Jackson is an awesome actor, and in Phantom Menace, he was phoning it in. It looked like he was, he was two states over on a telephone trying to do the lines, and it was bad. I love Samuel L. Jackson. He's a great actor. But I'm sorry, he just didn't look like Jedi Master to me.
There's no puppet that he was actually talking with Yoda most of the Phantom Menace. And you can light it up. Who cares? anyway,
just a cigarette.
Yeah. So, he's supposed to be dealing with a puppet, which had been Yoda if it would have been like in the original three. But this one, it's all CG, so it's like,
right?
What do you look at? You know, a sock?
A dude's hand?
Over here, man.
Oh, God.
Yeah, can you do that motion a little bit louder so everybody else can hear?
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Anyway.
Keystone Cops here. Oh, look, he just fell. Hilarious.
Oh, man. All right, well, I think that's going to about wrap it for this one, or do you have something else?
Yeah, I think I'm done. Well, now we won't go back to the political stuff. No. Although it's fun.
Leave it. Save some for later, man. Got to leave them wanting more.
Are we done? I don't think we're done. No, we're probably done.
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay.
Because I'm out of beer. I need to get another one.
All right. Well, thanks for tuning in. We appreciate you encouraging us. Email us if you'd like with questions, comments. Yeah.
At beertheories@gmail.com. Send us a message. We'll check it out and we'll respond, or we may use your comments in the next broadcast. So,
unless it's hate mail, and then we'll ridicule you.
Yeah, and maybe after this broadcast, the FCC will step in and actually cancel us right away. All right, thanks guys for listening, and we'll check you later. Bye.
Later.
I know we need the money.
We're not just doing this for money. We're doing it for a shitload of money.
Oh, you're right. And when you're right, you're right. And you're always right.